In Iraq, the death toll from a fire that erupted in the coronavirus ward of a hospital last night has risen above 90. Iraqi medical officials say dozens more were injured. NPR's Ruth Sherlock joins us now from Beirut. What do we know so far about this fire?
Well, this fire broke out in a building for COVID-19 patients at the Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in Nasiriyah, a city in southern Iraq, on Monday night. You know, the videos from the scene are just terrifying. You've got these firefighters and onlookers all silhouetted in the light of these huge flames that have engulfed the whole ward. Eyewitnesses say that as the fire took hold, it blocked the exits, meaning that people had no way to escape. We reached Mohsen Sabr Obaid, who works at the health director in the city. And he was also an eyewitness to the fire because his house is nearby. And when he heard what was happening, he thought he'd run down and try to help. He tells us what he saw. So he says he and others were trying to save people, but they found that the fire was just too intense. That he says there was nothing we could do besides hear the screams from people inside the center. I felt helpless. It's not known exactly what caused the fire. Early on, officials told the Associated Press that it could have been caused by an electrical short circuit, but they've given no evidence for that. The health directorate in the province says that the fire may have been caused by an oxygen cylinder exploding.
I mean, it's almost incomprehensible. This is the second time a COVID ward in Iraq has caught fire in 3 months, right?
That's right. You know, last April, in a coronavirus ward at a hospital in Baghdad, 82 people died. And that fire was, again, said to have been caused by a faulty oxygen tank. The prime minister at the time fired a lot of top officials, including the health minister, and ordered an investigation. But what today's fire shows is that it seems that these key issues still haven't been resolved.
I can only imagine the anger that both of these fires have resulted in. What kind of reaction are you getting to this latest fire?
Yeah, anger and tragedy. So local officials have called for a period of mourning. The Prime Minister, Mustafa Al-Kadhimi, has ordered another full investigation into the causes. He also ordered the suspension and arrest of the health directors of Dikar, that's the province of the Al Hussein Hospital, as well as the director of the civil defense there. But, you know, so far, that's done little to quell people's anger. Last night, locals and relatives of the dead clashed with police. And, you know, it's not lost on politicians that this fire in the city of Nasiriyah comes on the back of major popular anger there. And there's been fury at government dysfunction. People have been taking to the streets to protest chronic government corruption that experts say has led to essentially the destruction of services in Iraq and a very, very weak healthcare system.
Well, that leads to the question, what does this say about Iraq's healthcare system and how it has responded to the pandemic?
Well, so we know that hospitals are underfunded with lacking in medicines and equipment, and that's been a real problem in this pandemic. Iraq has struggled to cope. You know, COVID-19 has now killed more than 17,000, approximately 17,600 people and infected more than 1.4 million people in the country, according to Johns Hopkins. They're going through another wave now, but only a tiny percentage of the population, I think about 1%, have been fully vaccinated so far.
That's NPR's Ruth Sherlock. Ruth, thank you.
Thank you very much.